Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 4, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Leit kosav la ksuba. Let's say the husband did not write a ksuba for his wife. Pesula goiva masayim. If he married her while she was a virgin, she was unmarried. The halacha is that if they get divorced or if she dies, she's able to collect 200 dinar. V'al mana mana. If let's say he married a woman that was married once before, she collects 100. Why? Even though he didn't obligate himself, it's a condition that does not have to do with the two sides agreeing. Rather, the Bezdin, the Jewish court, instituted this, that if a couple is married, the halacha is, he's obligated to give her the money of the ksuba. Continues the Mishnah, Kasav l'sada sheva mana tachas masayim zov. Let's say the husband wrote to a woman who was supposed to get 200 dinar, that he is obligating himself to give her a field, but that field is only worth 100. Or, he didn't write in the ksuba that all my property is subjected or obligated to go to your ksuba. Chayiv, nevertheless, he has to keep the tanai, he has to keep the condition that all of his property is obligated for a ksuba. Because that's a condition of the court. You get married, the halacha is that one's fields are obligated to the ksuba. Let's see Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. Like Kasavlav, the husband did not write in the ksuba, if you are captured, I will redeem you, and I will return you to me and continue being married to you. Or if let's say she's a kohenes, where she would be prohibited to be married to him. Kohenes here means that she's the wife of a kohen, that she's prohibited to him if he gets captured. He didn't write what he usually writes, is that I will return you back to your parents' home. Chayiv, nevertheless, he's obligated to do so. Why? Because that's tnai shu tnai bezdin. This is a condition of bezdin. It's part of the obligation that if a fellow gets married, whether he writes a ksuba or not, that which is written in the ksuba, he's obligated to do. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Tes. Nishpas, if a woman is captured, chayiv, the husband is obligated, liftoisa, to redeem her, as we just saw. V'mamar, let's say the husband said, aregita uksubasa, I'm going to give to my wife her get, my captive wife her get, and I'll pay off her ksuba. Tiftes atzma, let her use the money of the ksuba that she gets from me to redeem herself. In a rashai, he's not allowed to do this. Why? Because from the moment she was captured, he already had an obligation to redeem her. Laksa, let's say a person's wife gets sick. Chayiv l'rapaisa, he's obligated to heal her. Healing or medical bills is included in the mezainos, the sustenance that he promises and obligates himself that is written in the ksuba. Amar, let's say the husband said, aregita uksubatha, you know what? I'm divorcing you. Here's the money of your ksuba. Terabe asatzma. Go heal yourself with the money of the ksuba. Rasha, in that situation, he is permitted. Because since his obligation to heal his wife is part of the chiyuv of mezainos, of sustaining her, providing her with food and whatever she needs, so that every moment that she's still his wife, he's obligated to heal her. But the moment he divorces her, he no longer has that obligation. The person doesn't have to provide sustenance or food for his divorcee. Therefore, the halacha is permitted for him to do that. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing rest of your week.